Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. And today we're going to think about astronomical numbers, and I'm here in the studio with Professor Michelle Kluver from the University of the Western Cape. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Thank you, Ketchel.
And now, Michelle is also part of the Inter-University Institute for Data-Intensive Astronomy here in Cape Town, and that's been set up specifically to look at massive amounts of data and how we deal with it. And sometimes I think commonly it's known as big data, but it's called data intensive work when you're in the research field. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So we like to be a little bit more sort of specific than, you know, just the sort of big data amorphous concept that people have kind of latched onto.
And so this institute's been set up, I think, around the Square Kilometre Array, which is going to generate such a vast amount of data every day.
Exactly. And so the more immediate challenge is actually data from the Meerkat telescope. And we have many scientists in South Africa that play a very key role in the large survey projects on Meerkat. And this will be the first time, really, that we'll be faced with these enormous data sets that one has to essentially come up with new ways of doing science, because the old ways just won't work on these kinds of data sets.
So it's not just a case of buying bigger and bigger computers and chucking them at the problem?
Definitely not. So essentially, we're coming up with solutions for mining such very large data sets, but also very rich data sets, and essentially finding solutions for problems that don't quite exist yet, but we are expecting with the SKA.
And what we're talking about when we talk about data sets is that the data which comes from the SKA instrument, this is radio data which comes from the skies, which comes from the universe all around us, and it constitutes millions and millions of little tiny data points or zeros and ones in a computer, and it's really how we get all this stuff together. It's such a different kind of astronomy to, I think, what most people visualize as being
absolutely
astronomy.
That's right. So at radio wavelengths, it's really, a lot of it is electronic engineering, and so it's not really visual, but it's very rich as well, in that, for example, the H1 emission line has kinematic information as well, so you've actually got an extra dimension of velocity that you get with your data set. So that's what I mean by very complex data sets then that are very large as well, that you certainly couldn't use a standard laptop for. And so the idea with IDEA is that we're sort of acting as a facilitator for the local scientists to essentially have the infrastructure so that they can work with this data and be able to visualize it and reduce it into better forms and ask questions of it. And it's very important for us that the science with Meerkat and also the SKA happens within South Africa, and that we don't just send our data internationally for other people to do the science.
And so it's here that we're going to be sort of concentrating or creating a group that focuses all its attention on what to do with this massive amount of data.
Exactly. So we're essentially building experts on working with large data sets. And there are actually a number of industry partners that are very interested in what we're doing, because they realize that the data sets that we're currently accumulating in the world are very rich as well, but there is no clear direction in terms of mining them. And so they expect the astronomers to come up with interesting techniques and algorithms that will actually be useful in industry to make the most of all the data we generate every day.
And it's fantastic that all of this science and science with a commercial application is happening right under our noses here.
Exactly, yes. So the two main partners are UCT and UWC, and we also have Northwest University and the University of Pretoria. And the other great thing about IDEA is that, you know, it's data-intensive astronomy at the moment, but we're working closely with other areas to expand our sort of big data abilities. So that includes working with people in bioinformatics and space sciences. So we're all gradually being faced with these large data sets, and being able to pool our resources and find areas of commonality is very useful in terms of finding these solutions.
Well, Michelle Kluver, thank you very much for coming to talk to us about this at Fine Music Radio.
Thank you very much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirk, and wishing us clear skies.
Ever.